The next program has been cancelled due to an outbreak of good taste. However, never at a loss, we present An Awkward Silence.
Hello, my name is Herbert Silence, and I keep falling over things.
Oh, God, it was never like this in the overseas service.
What happened there?
It was always Chinamen and Indians falling over things. Carry on, Silence.
Righto, Governor.
Oh! Program cancelled, Barry. You mean I've had a bath and put on clean underpants for nothing?
Well, if you don't want to waste them, go outside and get run over.
What about me? I've turned down a chance to open a supermarket.
Did you have a contract?
No, a crowbar and a getaway bike.
What are we going to do now, then? I think there's someone at the door.
What makes you say that?
I heard a knock.
Hello!
I am an APPLE.
You're an apple?
No, I'm an assistant program planner, light entertainment.
Well, in that case, we must warn you, you've got B-O-O-B-S.
There you are. They don't show in this jacket, though, do they?
No, B-O-O-B-S, bunch of old, bad-tempered scriptwriters.
You've cancelled Hello Cheeky.
Ah, yes, well, the cancellation's cancelled. It wasn't an outbreak of good taste, it was painter's colic. So get on with it.
We've lost 5 minutes now.
Well, do the best you can.
All right, ready, steady, go!
We present Hello Cheeky. Hello Cheeky. Hello Cheeky. Hello Cheeky.
Just in time for the first meanwhile.
Oh. Meanwhile, in a luxury hotel on the south coast, just above the cost of living...
Wilberforce, how wonderful of you to bring me on a second honeymoon and to the same hotel as before.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, my dear.
Tell me, Wilberforce, do you remember the first time we made love?
I don't even remember the last time we made love.
You know, John, I remember our honeymoon.
I didn't know we were married.
No. With my wife, Pauline.
Christine,
that's it, yeah.
Where did you go?
Barbados.
That sounds romantic.
Not really. She went to Margate.
The date, 1215. The place, Runnymede Island, an historic occasion in English history.
King John... As an honest Englishman, I do charge thee to place thy signature upon the bottom of this piece of paper.
Very well.
It's not for me, mind. It's for my niece in Pearly. She watches everything you do.
Yeah.
I say, you two, have you seen this in the paper? This paper about two players punching each other, ganging up on the referee and getting sent off?
Well, that happens all the time.
Not on top of the form.
Oh. Encyclopedia of the Air, letter R.
Recycling. This is a process developed recently by which rubbish is treated in such a way that it once again becomes saleable to the public.
The art has recently been perfected by Jimmy Tarbuck.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl.
What have you been using, I ask myself?
Just down the road from me, they've opened the most liberal synagogue in England.
Why do you say that?
The rabbi's a Catholic.
I thought I had a vocation once. I either wanted to be a Trappist monk or a bingo caller.
What happened?
Tried to settle for the best of both worlds and became a bingo caller in a Trappist monastery. I was dead unlucky.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, you have to do it all by signs.
Yeah.
First number out of the bag was number two. Next thing I knew, I was out of my ear.
I'm a lapsed nun.
Well, you see, the whole thing, but... What?
I used to be a nun, Sister Spike.
Why did you call yourself Sister Spike?
Well, Sister Tim sounds silly, doesn't it?
True.
Yeah, it was a Russian order started by the blessed Irma Artov. It was the Artov order.
You can't help laughing, can you?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, here is my impression. My impression of Saturday, March the 17th. Good morning. Good night.
Don't mind me asking, what happened on March the 17th?
That's between me and the band of the Coldstream Guards. You must excuse me now. I have an appointment to make an obscene phone call to the speaking clock.
He's a funny lad.
Do you know what I always say, Barry?
What do you always say, John?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know. Dennis, what does John always say?
I don't know. I never listen.
Why do I always say that?
What?
I don't know. I never listen.
Well, you should. We're trying to help you.
No, I mean, why do I always say I don't know? I never listen.
Now, that's what Dennis said when I said, what do you always say?
Well, what do I always say?
Hello, everyone.
That's it.
What?
That's what John always says.
Well, he got it off me, then. Haven't you noticed I always say that?
I don't know. I never listen.
No, that's what Dennis said I always say.
No, what I said was I never listen to what you say.
You see, Tip,
well, I still don't know what it is.
You're trying to say I always say it, and then it can't go to
I always.
Later the same day, in Roy Plumley's trouser pocket...
Well, I'm glad we got that sorted out without any bad feeling.
Yes, you know what I always say.
Shut up!
Hello?
Roy Plumley here. Will you keep the noise down? My wife's trying to get some sleep.
Why have you got your trousers on in bed?
Well, I'm flying off to a desert island in the morning with Des O'Connor and 8 records of Des O'Connor.
That's cheating. You're supposed to pick music.
Oh.
And speaking of music, here is a record of the Dennis King Trio with strings.
They haven't got strings.
Of course they have. What do you think holds their trousers up?
Oh, baby, all my cares are gone. Each time I'm getting on the 525 to Basingstoke. Mr. Driver, don't you be a tease. And get it started, please, the 525 to Basingstoke. I've just queued up at Waterloo and paid a heavy price, because I know I'm going to a suburban paradise. I know that all my dreams come true when I'm heading straight to you on my favourite choo-choo roaring through the dark. I'm on the 525 to Basingstoke, but my wife lives in Battersea.
And now, here is Fatty Cryer reading an excerpt from Letitia Bandage's new novel, Not While the Train is Standing in the Station.
In the silence, I heard the clock chime midnight. Louisa crossed the room and stood close to me. She reminded me of days long past. She had the fragrant smell of pine logs burning. I looked down. Her wooden leg was on fire.
Next week, Louisa falls over sideways.
Hello, Cheeky's personal column. Small ads for small minds.
Wanted, female companion for elderly gentlemen. Must have knowledge of art and literature, appreciation of classical music, and big boobs.
Structural alterations. Have your shop front completely altered in one afternoon. Apply Manchester United Supporters Club.
Wanted, man with head on back to front to buy 24 collars from retired vicar.
I say, you fellows, stop all this hilarity.
What hilarity?
Take your point.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Come on, we've got to get to the courtroom.
You weren't caught doing this again, were you?
No. One of last week's studio audience is on trial. If he's not acquitted this week, including the trio, we'll outnumber the audience by 8.
But there's only 6 of us.
Precisely. Come on.
Come on, John.
I'm sorry, my is broken. I'll have to come and
All right, but hurry up.
Okay. Oh, just in time.
Order in court.
I still do that better than anybody.
Hinchcliffe Grunt, you're charged with attending a recording of Hello Cheeky and going ho, ho, ho a lot. How do you plead?
Guilty, but ho, ho, ho.
Call Constable Dinwiddie.
Call Constable Dinwiddie.
Call Constable Dinwiddie.
Constable, is it necessary for you to enter the court on your bicycle?
Sorry, sir. My little Alfred put glue on the saddle for me birthday. Cheeky little imp, only 32, bright as a button. Kicked his head in.
Could we speed up the proceedings, Mr. Snapgarter? I have an appointment to throw stones at Rissole Hearty at 2:00.
Milan. Constable, tell us in your own words what happened last Sunday.
Yes, sir. I attended a recording of the alleged comedy alleged show called Hello, Alleged Cheeky.
And did you see the accused?
Alleged, yes.
And what was he doing?
He was going ho, ho, ho a lot.
Mr. Grunt, this is true, is it?
Yes, but I must tell the court that the Hello Cheeky people hire a midget to run along the seats, tickling the backs of people's knees with a quill pen.
Sensation in court. Hey, that's a new one. I like it.
Shut up. Go on, Mr. Grunt.
Well, I happen to be a very sensitive around the knees.
I would like to corroborate, which is not easy on a bike.
You mean you saw the midget?
No, sir, but I have frequently tickled the back of the accused knees.
Sensation in court again.
Would you explain yourself, Constable? Or better still, explain this sketch.
Well, the accused is not Hinchcliffe Grunt at all.
I'll nick it.
Well, she does tire so easily. She is, in fact, Jonquil Fungus, Belle of the British Secret Service, and as bonny a lass as ever stuck her fingers up a KGB agent's nostrils and ripped his nose off.
Your Honour.
Then I'll get off her. And adjourn the court. While we do a rotten joke, Dennis King got off the back of a matchbox.
We present the return of Black Beauty.
Hello, dear. What for dinner?
What's for dinner? You walk out of this house and I never hear a word, not a letter, not a phone call, not even a postcard. And then you calmly walk back in here and say, what's for dinner?
I've only been gone 20 minutes.
And now here is Dudley Function with some bird calls.
Hello, sweetheart. Give us a kiss. Want to come back to my place?
The man's a fool. Here is a newsflash. Oh, God. The Prime Minister today discovered a bug in number 10 Downing Street. The Prime Minister screamed and fainted, and his secretary trod on it. The Prime Minister screamed again, and the bug got away.
Hey, Mrs. Cragthorpe, is your husband still fretting at being out of work?
Well, I did persuade him to join the terriers.
Did it help?
Not really. I spend half my time now trying to get him house trained.
John, why are you wearing evening dress?
Well, it's a bit embarrassing. This afternoon I saw a shop with a sign saying blazers slash £15, so I went in and gave him £15 and they slashed me blazer.
Hi, fans. Dennis, he fills the stage with Bags King here. It's melody time.
No, it isn't.
Poetry time.
No.
Joke time.
No.
Half time.
No.
Opening time.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Rosie.
Your usual?
Not yet. I have a drink first.
Oh.
right, Saucebox. What'll it be?
Flat, if I know this place.
Excuse me, Squire. Aren't you Dennis, Queen of the Ivories, King here of Hello Cheeky fame?
Yes.
Well, give us a tune.
There isn't a piano here.
Any excuse, you're the same, you stars.
What do you mean?
We had Lady Barnet in here and she wouldn't give us a tune.
She doesn't play.
That's not what I've heard.
You, Rosie?
Only after violent exercise, dear.
I'll make a note of that. You're needed immediately at this studio. We've lost the key to Terry Wogan and we want you to read the shipping forecast.
Oh, certainly, dear. Oh, yes.
Here is the shipping forecast read by Terry Wogan. And if it sounds like Rosie from the Duck and Pullet, we don't know what Terry gets up to in his spare time.
Hello, sailors. Oh, I can't read this next bit.
It's all right, dear. It says rock hall.
Oh. Rock hall, fastnet, and the Bay of Biscuits. It's not really me, this, is it?
Oh, all right. Do that trick you do with the spoons.
Oh, all right.
Incredible, isn't it? You'll do yourself a permanent injury one of these days.
The cigarettes that bears the lipstick's traces.
Wouldn't mind, but it's Barry's.
I say, you chaps. Hello. We've had a memo from the head of comedy.
What does it say?
It says, I still quite enjoy Hello Cheeky, the standard you're really maintaining. But please don't do any more jokes about poofs. My darling wife, George, is complaining.
That's a bit brutal.
Yeah, but he's a kind lad at heart. He's wrapped 4 pennyworth of chips in it.
What are we going to do with 4 pennyworth of chips?
Put them all on number 24.
Fais bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. We are number plus. Numéro 24 rouge. Congratulations, monsieur. You have won the Principality of Monaco and 2 pieces of rock salmon.
But I'd trade it all to sing one song with the Dennis King trio.
Oh, you, monsieur, are a man of rare distinction. A man with a sensitivity to put the finer things in life above sordid financial gain. Burke.
I want to pretend I feel nothing, but alas, I can't fake well. And I have to own up, I'm in love with Joan Bakewell. I've drunk deep of the potion of romance and remembered to shake well. But each draught makes me deeper in love with Joan Bakewell. I can feel the thunder of my heartbeat starting each time I gaze into her center parting. If one day with some lead in my plimsolls you find me in the lake, well, tell the world it was love unrequited. Tell them all that my future was blighted. Let them know it's because I was slighted by Joan. Joan Bakewell.
The words of that song are a translation of an old Javanese poem about the difficulties of wearing a truss while scuba diving.
Encyclopedia of the Air.
What's the encyclopedia today, Tim?
A letter G, Raimondo.
Gomorrah. Gomorrah is either a biblical city destroyed because of the sinfulness of its inhabitants, or tomorrow said by a very bad ventriloquist.
Man has inhabited the planet Earth for millions of years, cocooned in the thin shell of civilization. We tend to forget that there are many mysteries alien to our natural way of life, which have never been explained. The inexplicable effect of the moon upon tides, the strange suicidal urge of the lemming, Huey Green.
Who booked Vera Lynn to do this announcement?
It wasn't me.
Well, it wasn't me.
Most of us are fortunate enough not to meet these phenomena. But once in a while, these primeval forces break through, shattering the cocoon and bringing man face to face with the unknown. Oh, God, I'm bored with this voice. I think I'll go up an octave.
One such occasion happened in the humdrum surroundings of 47 Disraeli Crescent Bench, the home of Marjorie and Reg Boredom. Breakfast time, May the 5th, 1952.
Here, Marge, why don't we have toast for breakfast anymore?
I've lost the recipe.
Honestly, darling, you are a silly thick cow.
Well, you said you wanted cornflakes.
Yes, but not in a sandwich. Marge?
Yes, dear?
I mean, could you pass it?
Pass what?
Marge.
Yes, dear?
Never mind, you silly thick cow, darling. I'll have a cup of tea. Where's the teapot?
On the table.
No, it isn't.
Of course it is.
It isn't. It's over there on the windowsill.
Right. It's moving! Reg!
Morning, ma'am.
Morning, Andrea, our beautiful teenage daughter.
Thank God this is radio.
Where's Dad, ma'am?
You're not going to believe this, Andrea, but the teapot's just sucked him down the spout.
We present It Came From Behind the Cornflakes, starring Hilda Baker and Paul Schofield as Reg and Marge, Robert Redford as Andrea, Dahlia Lavi as everybody else, and Jack DeManio as the teapot.
Adapted from A Dirty Joke by Tony Blackburn.
Oh, calm yourself, Mrs. Boredom. It's not that bad.
Look, you know, I've read the rest of the script.
You say the teapot actually sucked your husband down the spout.
Yes, Inspector. What should I do?
You could make a cup of coffee.
You've got to help me, Inspector.
I don't think I can, really. I'm a bus inspector.
What are you doing here, then?
Well, I just popped in to do that coffee joke. Hold very tight, please.
Ma'am, what was that bus doing here?
It's all right, Andrew. It was just a man who came in to do a coffee joke.
Oh. Ma'am, there's a policeman outside.
Show him in.
Hello, hello. Sequin of the Yards here. What's all this moody about teapot eating people, eh?
It's true, Inspector. It's over there on the wind. It's gone again.
No, it's still there.
No, I meant the elastic in my knickers.
I can't believe that teapot ate my dad.
Andrea, come away.
Stand back, love. This is a job for a man. She's gone. Think I'm going to have one of my funny turns. Could you make us a cup of tea? Oh, sorry, love.
Don't think I can take any more. All in one morning. My husband, my daughter, and my knicker elastic all gone.
This is out of my jurisdiction. I'm going to call in the Navy.
Don't you mean the Army?
All right, but it'll spoil my day.
Later denied this. Now, the rogue teapot of Penge. The teapot, now 24 times its original size, has been cited in a divorce case. I'm sorry, it turned over two pages. Has been cited in a school playground. It has now eaten a total of 20 people. For the latest news, over to Hesketh Kneecap.
Well, here in the playground, we're looking at...
Well, that makes a total of 21, so I'll pay pontoons and 5 card tricks only. do beg your pardon. The situation has been taken over by the Army under the command of Brigadier General Sir Evelyn Alabaster Bookends, KGB MC, and a certificate for swimming a width.
Now, Mrs. Boredom, the situation is critical and time is short. So is Ronnie Corbett, but that's neither here nor there. Here's my plan. You and I will go into that clump of bushes and do naughty things.
What will that do to the teapot?
Nothing, but it'll do me a power of good.
Listen, yes. Stop all these sexual ruderies. That teapot has eaten half of B Division of my best friend.
Who is your best friend?
Cyril, he was an interior decorator.
Well, he can while away the time doing the inside of the teapot.
It's coming this way.
Open fire! Not at me, you fools, the teapot! Good God, the thing's invincible. Normally, if you fire those rockets at a tank, it will go poof.
You called, Bubbles.
Oh. No, you fool. I said normally if it... Oh, I take your point. Yes.
It's advancing on us. We're doomed. What should we do?
Short of writing a new sketch, I don't know.
I've had enough of this. Unnatural monster terrorising decent English folk. Has anyone got a kazoo?
Mine's in my other suit, sorry.
Well, I'll always carry one. You never know when you're going to meet a musical sailor.
Thank you. I shall now play Sheep May Safely Graze.
It's disintegrated. How did you guess that that would work?
Not a guess. It happened to me once before in a boarding house in Clacton.
Well, Mrs. Boredom, on behalf of the British people, I'd like to take you into that clump of bushes.
Well, in that case, I think I shall just go and look for Cyril.
Report's coming in, sir. An arm with a gold bangle found in East Sheen and a leg with painted toenails found in Croydon.
Oh, that's Cyril all over.
Ta-da, Cheeky.
Bye-bye, Cheeky.
This programme was written and performed by John Junkin, Harry Cryer and Cymbal Taylor. The music was played by the Dennis King Trio. And the programme was produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.